Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Market Report. Let's go ahead and look and see how futures are trading in Kansas City. July wheat is 742, down 1.5. December, 768.75, down 1. July wheat in Chicago, 696.75, up 3. December, 720, up 2.25. July corn, 656.5, down 10. December, 550.75, down 0.25. July soybeans, 1493.25, down 16. November, 1281, down 7. July soybean meal, 438.60, down 370. July soybean oil, 49.05, down 49. June live cattle, 121.12.5, up 37.5, now 10.35. August feeders, 146.17.5, up 70. And June lean hogs at 95.25, and they are up 55.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group, and she is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Thought yesterday that the market gave hedgers a gift in the soybean pit. Did you see very much work in your shop on that front yesterday?
Well, we've done a lot of work in advance, you know, so we had quite a bit of stuff done. But we did certainly talk with people about it. There's no question. You know, and today's being hurt primarily by the cancellation coming out of China. You know, we lost 147,000 metric tons of old crop beans. So actually, I'm kind of impressed that we've even been able to hold what we have. But, you know, I still think we could see November beans go up there and test that 1291, that 200-day moving average. You know, the big question that remains to be answered yet is, will farmers continue to plant corn even beyond the insurance date? Will they abandon or go prevent plant on corn rather than plant beans? And if that's the case, then, you know, we could certainly see bean acres diminish from where the USDA had us at.
And it doesn't necessarily have to be beans that go into the ground in some places. It could be sorghum or other crops as well.
Sorry, I was just going to say, in fact, out in Kansas, Nebraska, what we're hearing is milo going in. Mm-hmm. We're hearing all different types of crops being planted to try and produce feed for animals.
So the market has rallied sharply since about the end of April, particularly in that November, went above the 100-day moving average yesterday and is mm-hmm. just under the 200-day moving average and some resistance under $13. What are your thoughts about the potential to punch through those levels?
Well, I think that I think we have potential to do that. I think next week will be the key in what we see for crop progress. You know, we still have 43.2 million acres left to go on beans, and 27.6 million of those acres are in Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, North Dakota, Wisconsin, and Indiana, where we're lagging the most on corn planted acres. And so, you know, it's rather scary in that respect. So I think our chance to be able to punch through that will come either on Monday during the day prior to crop progress or after crop progress actually comes out Monday night.
So when do traders typically begin to get up in arms about bean plantings? I know corn plantings is generally the end of May, the first week of June. What about beans?
Well, I would say, you know, we can comfortably plant beans into mid to late June, and so I don't think they're going to get too excited about it. I think what will be the guide as far as excitement goes is whether or not we actually get the rest of the corn planted. And, you know, you can take it and look at it from two different ways. One would be, you know, if we don't plant corn, then we'll probably plant beans, but the reality is if it's too wet to plant corn, it's too wet to plant beans. The other side of it is, the crop insurance issue that we keep on thinking about, you know, and whether or not farmers will actually decide that they're going to go to beans because if you look at crop insurance, beans is just not as attractive even as taking preventive plant. And so I think there's a lot of questions that need to be answered first before we get there. And traders tend to be rather slow. I mean, it took them this whole entire week last week to realize that the corn pollination on that 43% that was planted is probably going to be the third week in July. Now, suddenly yesterday, they started to talk about that. So I would anticipate they won't get too excited about beans until we get to at least mid-June.
So at the end of March, we had planting intentions of 99 million corn acres. What do you think the number is now? Do you think 95 is in play?
Well, you know, I think that when you look at the fact that we have 9.5 million acres left to go in, and over half of that is lays within 1.3 million in Illinois, 2.1 in Iowa, 1.6 in Minnesota, 900,000 acres in Indiana, and then of course you have Wisconsin and North Dakota. I do think it could go, but I'm not saying I would think 95. I think farmers will be active planters for as long as they can. And if we roll back to 2009, you know, in Illinois, there were quite a few guys that didn't finish till the 17th of June. They will just take a look at it and say, hey, you know, if they have the opportunity, I believe they'll plant. But the weather has to give us the opportunity. If we have another solid week of wet, like we're seeing across so much of the area this week, then I think, you know, you're probably, I'd say right now, I'd maybe drop a million, but I wouldn't drop much more than that just at this point in time.
That is, if you believe 99 million to begin with.
Well, 97.3 is what they, you know, is what they came out with on this other one. But, yeah, I didn't believe 99 to begin with, to be honest with you. But
so now you're at 96, yeah. And 95 is not out. So now we begin to do the math. 158. And now we're at 1.1 billion carryover. Things all of a sudden got real tight. Well, not real tight, but relatively tight.
That's right. That's right. They do. And, you know, I mean, we're at supposedly a 2 billion bushel carryout. You know, you'll have people who are going to argue, Dave, that, you know, we're not going to get exports back, or they're going to import corn and do those kinds of things. And, you know, I think the reality is, at least when it comes to the old crop corn, importing is not going to be a very easy thing for them to do, because infrastructure down in South America just does not allow them to ship two products at one time, and they have such a huge bean crop, it'll be near to impossible for them to come in and actually ship to us. And so I think that when you look at the big picture, if we start to get below that 1.5 million, mm-hmm. or billion, carry out, you're going to see the trade start to get rather excited because of how tight we are on old crop. And, you know, we're not going to find any of this out until we get to the end of June. And so it's a whole lot of speculation.
Well, that's called the futures market.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Anything else before we let you go?
Well, I think it's interesting, you know, from in the hog market, I guess I just wanted to highlight, you know, we had heard rumors that there might be a Chinese company that was going to buy out Smithfield. And
yes.
Now today it is a reality.
Yes, it is.
Yep. And so... again, you know, that at least from one thing, you know, that goes, it becomes a private company now, is what it does from a public company. But it should indicate that we'll continue to have good feed demand, at least coming out of them. It's much better to see that happen than to see it go away completely.
Thank you much, Jackie.
Thank you, Dave. Have a good one.
You too. Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group. She is in Champaign, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, July corn at 658.5 is down 8. September, 581.5, down 2.25. December, 552.75, up 1.75, now up 1.5. Go out to July of 14 at 576 unchanged. July soybeans, 1495.25, down 14. September are 1325, down 9.25. November at 1282.5, down 5.5. July soybean meal, 439.40, down 290. July soybean oil, 49.50, 49.15, down 39. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.